Welcome, everyone, to the May 24th, 2011 meeting of the Senate Committee on Business, Transportation, and Economic Development. First one we will open up a work session on is House Bill 3149. Representative Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Ben Cannon, State Representative, House District 46. House Bill 3149 relates to car sharing programs and attempt to bring these businesses to Oregon by amending insurance or creating some new provisions within insurance law to make it possible for these companies to operate. You heard good testimony a couple of weeks ago on this bill. I have the -4 amendments, which are a series of technical fixes to the bill. We've worked with the insurance carriers, with Oregon's insurance division, with the car sharing companies. Not everybody got everything they wanted, but I think that all parties are neutral or supportive of the bill with the -4 amendments. I'd be happy to explain anything that we've done in them to you. I've worked really closely with Joyce Patton at the insurance division and really commend her to you and express my very sincere appreciation for her help in sorting through these very tricky issues related to motor vehicle liability and insurance law. So I hope you'll move forward with the -4 amendments and move the bill to the floor. A good bill for Oregonians who want to put a few extra dollars in their pockets by participating in a car sharing program. Opportunity to bring a few businesses to Oregon and commend the bill to you.
Unfortunately, we do not have the fiscals today, so we can't move the bill. Questions? Silent group. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding is you might even get the fiscal before you conclude today's hearing. If that's the case, maybe you can move it today. If not, you can carry it on later.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so we will recess it. Well, why don't we adopt amendments as long as we got a work session? The chair moves adoption of the, what's the number?
A4.
A4 amendments to House Bill 3149. Discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion? A4s are adopted to 3149, and we'll recess on that and see if we happen to get a bill in the fiscal in the near future here. So we will now take up House Bill work session on House Bill 3316. Richard.
House Bill 3316 adds photogrammetric mapping and transportation planning to the list of services subject to procedures for contracting with architects, engineers, and land surveyors. Modifies the usage of qualification-based selection in selecting consultants to provide architecture, engineering, photogrammetric mapping, transportation planning, and land surveying services. We have a -5 amendment to this bill, and which was previously adopted. And there is a fiscal impact issued and no revenue impact.
We are in work session. Did you want to move this one, Representative?
Yes, sir.
We already adopted -5.
I want to move the bill submitted to the floor.
He beat you to it.
I like the vice chair.
Senator Atkinson has moved the... House Bill 3316 as amended by the -5s to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion? House Bill 3616 as amended is moved to the Senate floor as a with a do pass recommendation, and I think Senator Gerard wants to carry this.
I'll be happy to.
So we'll close on that, and we will open we have to open a work session on House Bill 2138, but I don't think we have a fiscal on that either.
Not yet.
House Bill 2138 requires all commercial driver's license holders to maintain proof of medical qualification on file with the Department of Motor Vehicles. There's no revenue, but there is a fiscal statement on the original bill. I also have a dash four amendments, which requires the road user task force, while studying alternatives to taxing highway use, to take security, protection of personal information, cost, and additional specified items into consideration. I do not yet have a fiscal or a revenue statement on the dash 8-4 amendments.
Senator Starr, do you have any comments on this?
Well, this is an amendment that I've brought to the bill. It's an attempt for us to continue to get our hands around the double whammy that we're experiencing, not only in Oregon but across the country. The double whammy is increased fuel prices, demand for fuel goes down, also the increase, which impacts the state highway fund. Also, you have the increased fuel economy of vehicles and an increase, basically that hits the highway trust fund as well, and the long-term need to address how we're going to fund our transportation system into the future. So this basically gives us the opportunity to continue to work on alternatives to the current funding mechanism. So hopefully we can adopt this into the bill, get a fiscal, and move the bill forward.
Alrighty, any other comments? Chair moves the dash four amendments to House Bill 2138. Discussion on the motion?
That's A4.
The A4. Dash A4. Dash four, dash A4. The ones in front of us. Any discussion? Is there any opposition? The dash A4 amendments to House Bill 2138 are adopted. And I think we're close. We will close the public hearing, or close the work session on House Bill 2138. Members, we don't have the paperwork, so we're going to have to carry House Bill 3149 and House Bill 2138 over until our Thursday meeting, and hopefully we'll have paperwork then. Anything else to come before the committee today?
Yeah, we moved only one. The other one was
there's none. We adjourned.